This is Brock and Salk.
Brock Huard is my hero.
Jay Buhner just punched me in the kidney.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines studio.
On Seattle Sports.
We're going to do you on the interview.
That really worked that way, Sherm. This is a show that has my name on it.
It kind of does, though.
Brought to you by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
Hello. Oh, man. G's just in here. He's giving me the look. Salk, you better win. No, get out. No, we don't need more of you. We got enough of you. We'll have G tomorrow.
Did you see that look he gave you?
Dude, you better win.
Son, it was almost like father, son.
Right.
Son.
Like he's lecturing me.
Son, you better win.
Yeah.
I wonder how much.
The big race.
Oh, the big race. Yes.
Of course.
I wonder how much he put down on that race.
Today. Seems like he's maybe bet a lot because he seems like maybe he bet the mortgage. Mm-hmm. I see Maura yawning in the other room. I don't know if that means she's getting bored of the big race talk or if she's going to be a little sleepy.
Told you, I went to bed early last night.
Okay. Sounds mm-hmm. good. All right.
A coffee, and I'm used to having caffeine, so I'm good.
So you're not going
to
be jittery also, like me?
Maybe he got you a decaf. Mm-hmm. Just throwing off your...
yeah.
That's what it is.
Just a little... it's like a minor mind
game.
The best
harmless.
Exactly.
I got her good.
Nothing dangerous, just a little mind game.
Well, she doesn't know.
I don't feel as caffeinated as I normally do.
Do you want my Daniel Jeremiah response, or you want to wait 30
minutes? No, I'm done
with
you and Daniel Jeremiah. Okay. I'm never speaking to him again. Maura, let's do buy or sell draft rumor edition.
All right, first up, we have one that's been swirling.
Hold on,
because...
just 1 second, Maura. Isn't it truly amazing, Justin? Like, Maura's dealt with this forever. She's been around this building forever. Isn't it amazing? Like, how worked up. Yes. Like, you're getting a little picture of what Colin Paisley dealt with 15 years ago.
What are you talking about?
Like,
imagine.
He gets so passionate.
Well, and he's admitted
so
how
worked
so,
up.
So, over the last 2.5 years, like, how much worse he used to be. It was like, yes. If you ramped up much worse.
Oh!
This,
oh, to 100 on every topic. Yes. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
This just feels like really obvious to me, though. Like, I can't be alone on this. I'm actually getting support on the text machine.
You don't even want to hear Daniel Jeremiah's response?
No.
No,
okay.
No, he didn't want to. Uh-uh.
What he's talking about is absurd.
Okay.
The idea that they should take a cornerback with the number 16 pick, if it happens, someone...
Flipping tables. Okay, go ahead, Maura.
Ridiculous.
All right. First one.
Don't conserve your energy. Bring your energy. Let's go.
Instead of a cornerback, maybe they could just take somebody to hand out Gatorade.
Okay. Buy or sell, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk will be traded. There have been some rumors swirling because he's looking for a new deal.
I'm going to sell that. I don't think he's getting traded. I think that the Niners going to try to keep
Sold
that thing together.
In the back row.
He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, I'm going to sell that as well.
I know you really want this.
She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know.
I do.
That's somehow worse in person.
Yeah. I could see the 49ers just say, sorry, dude, play it out. You want your money? You think you're going to leverage us? That's not the way it works here in San Francisco. You're not leveraging us. Play this year out. Have another great year. We'll take care of you. But until then, or maybe in December, I'm sorry, man. This draft class, you should
right
be thankful.
That sounds
that
right.
We
to
don't
me.
Take anybody today.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Both selling.
All right. This is one that Bruce Feldman said a scout told him. Buy or sell, no defensive players will be drafted in the top 10.
I sell it. But it'll only be one.
Sold in the back row.
Someone will just, at some point, somebody will wake up and remember that defense matters. And somebody, I don't know who it'll be, somebody will draft the defensive player in the top.
You know what? I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that.
That's crazy.
Well, it's tackles, it's receivers, and it's quarterbacks.
I know.
It's all of the bling. It's all the sex appeal of receivers and QBs. And then it's the fact. And then it's the fact.
And
yeah, I said
tackles.
Sex appeal. And then it's the fact of tackles don't grow on trees.
It's on the Nordstrom.
So we got sex appeal and trees. Like, come on. Yeah.
So basically the movie Crash.
Sex appeal and trees.
What's that?
Nothing.
Crash? Yeah.
You ever see the old movie Crash?
I don't think so.
Don't.
All right.
But it involves the two things you just put together.
Is it as good as the one in the van? The lady that sits in her van?
No, that's the worst movie ever made.
Okay.
Nomad?
Oh, no, man.
That was terrible.
All right, so for this one, we've got some mixed rumors. Dan Graziano reporting that the Giants could want Penix at as early as 6. Uh-huh. Sal Palantonio saying they're trying to move up even higher for a quarterback. But Matt Miller says they may be just smoke screening in an attempt to get Marvin Harrison.
Mm.
So buy or sell, the Giants will draft a quarterback in the first round.
Mm. I'm going to say sell. I'm going to say ownership gets involved.
Oh, I'm a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
I got a text from one of Brock's friends.
Uh-oh.
Seriously. He says, of Brock's skills, is singing the one that he has the most irrational and unfounded confidence in?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. Too. Yeah.
I think ultimately, here's the factor that I've also learned over the last, I don't know, few days, weeks, that we never talk about. We never hardly talk about it unless it is so egregious, Bidwell, Arizona, unless it's so egregious the role that ownership does play.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time that ownership also does get involved in these things. And I could see the Giants saying, I'm sorry, you asked us for how much money for Daniel Jones? You wanted how much out of our like, you're not doing this.
You just can't.
You're not doing this.
I'm with you. I don't think the Giants take a quarterback.
Sold.
I think
in
they
the back
either
road
are trying to convince teams that they will so that they could get somebody like Harrison or so that they could trade back because somebody wants to get up ahead of them or to them in order to get that quarterback. I don't think they're going to do that. You just, not after, no, not after finally combining the same person in Drew Lock and Daniel Jones. There's no way you can add a third person to that.
Yeah, we got sex appeal and trees. Yes.
Nobody's seen the or heard of the movie Crash?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've never seen it, to be honest.
869-793-776.
But it is about, like,
You out there in the Netherlands, have you guys seen the movie Crash? The sex appeal and trees have something to do with the
Matt
movie Dillon Crash.
Matt Dillon, right?
We are off the rails today. All right.
Well, that's what you get.
Buy or sell, the first three picks, Bears, Commanders, Patriots at this point, mm-hmm. will all be quarterbacks.
I'm buying.
Are you buying that it'll be those three teams, or will one of them trade out of it to let somebody else
One of them
get
could trade out. New England could trade out.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. It's going to go 1, 2, 3.
I didn't realize. Shame on me. I did know this. But it's one of those things you have so much paralysis sometimes by overanalysis and all this data and everything. I like Drake May's older brother when he played at Carolina, the basketball player. Remember him a couple years ago?
No.
I know you weren't watching a lot of college basketball. He went to the Final Four. What's his older brother's name? He's the youngest. He's got three older brothers, which I also kind of like. He got just beat down all the time. And his older brother, I liked at North Carolina as a hooper. I'm like, I liked him a lot more.
Mother, may I?
Is it Luke May? Is that his brother? Luke?
Played for the Tar Heels?
Yes.
2017?
Yes. I liked his brother.
Yes, Luke.
Drake's grown on me a little bit, but I don't know. Yeah. top three picks will be quarterbacks all tonight. Right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'll buy that as well.
All right, Byron Murphy is the first defensive player off the board, as Mark Dominic predicted.
Nah, so sold.
Oh, I'm a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9. 10, I know.
A 6 foot, 300-pound D tackle, not doing it. Not doing it. If he were 6'3", 330, sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I think he's going to end up being the
sold in the back row.
Dallas Turner.
Yeah. By the way, people think I mean the movie from 2003, Crash. Oh, no.
Oh, that's what I was
thinking. I'm thinking of Matt Dillon.
No, you got to go back to the 90s.
Is this some dirty movie you think?
It's terrible.
Is it?
All right. You really can't get past that.
By the way, we're doing this pretty quickly.
Yeah, we're good.
The fastest buy or sell we've ever done. We're on the clock. Let's go.
Well, buy or sell, because this is, I think, the most universally mocked player that we've mocked to the Seahawks player we've seen.
In the history of mocks.
Stop mocking him, Maura.
The Seahawks actually select Troy Faltan.
Buy. I think that's what they're doing. I don't know if it's going to be a 16, if they're able to trade back. If he's available, I think that is what they do. Now, maybe he goes before they get a chance to draft. I think they do it. I think they
Well, if they do that, I want to apologize right now to Dave Wyman. I want to apologize to Bumpus and to Bob, because I'll punch Bob in the shoulder. The knuckles to Wyman will be really hard. He'll look at me, and he'll get his really angry linebacker eyes, like, I hate you.
Yep.
And then I'll probably chest bump Bumpus, and that'll be silly, like Heaps and I did at one point in here.
Yeah, don't do that, because that can come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Right? That's Dave Wyman for Aaron Curry. That's you and Jake for
Anza.
What was that guy's name? Ziggy Anza?
Ziggy Anza.
Ugh, dear Lord. All right. Well, good stuff. Thank you, Maura. Fantastic draft rumor edition of Buy and Sell.
Oh, don't try to kiss up to her now.
Hey, she'll never know where I'm coming from. Sometimes keep nice, guessing. Sometimes Stop. Mean. I want her off her game by the time the big race goes.
Maura, can I just ask you one just little race question?
Yeah.
How much twitch do you have when you're doing your silver sneaker stuff and you're squatting and cleaning and snatching?
The race is on.
How much twitch am I seeing? Do I have some fast twitch? Because I know you're a glider. I know you got this long stride. Right. But
twitch when you're lifting weights?
Sure. Oh, yeah. You want that bar to move. You got to have that just little twitch to it.
I'm trying to.
Do you have a lot of explosion?
I'm trying to like I thought.
Maura, how much explosive fiber do you have?
Slow and make sure you're getting the making your muscles.
Hey,
do the
if
work.
The word slow is going to be in your dictionary today, I don't think you're going to have much
weights.
Of a chance.
I thought you're
in
supposed
this.
To make sure your muscles are doing the work
hey,
and you're not.
Keep talking about being slow.
No, that's true.
Keep thinking slow.
You do need to control certain movements.
I recorded the conversation with Maura and I yesterday talking about the race.
I don't want to win unless I know I've done my best, and the only way I know to do that is to run out front and flat out till I have nothing left.
That's it. That's the strategy.
So Brock, be out front?
I would not say I'm fast twitch, no.
No? Okay. No. So are you pumping with your elbows in today? Are you really focused on your form? Yeah. How are you running today?
Elbows in?
Yeah. What are you doing?
See, this is what I would do.
The problem is if Maura doesn't run with her elbows in, there's a decent chance I catch one in the face as I'm running by her because she's got those long arms.
I can't wait.
We'll see how it goes.
I am so excited.
The race going on a little bit later today. Who's excited?
The big race.
Oh, the big race.
Yes. All right. Coming back, we'll give you guys everything you need to know, including a big old mess for the Mariners yesterday. The worst news was not the loss. We'll tell you about it. Coming up, I'm Brock and Salk.
Massive, the power of pop culture is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition, featuring iconic artifacts from Batman, Barbie, and more. Make plans to visit Seattle's destination museum for film, fashion, music, and gaming. Tickets and info at mopop.org.
Cantor Diamond, four generations of professionalism, quality, and low prices. Let us earn your business and we'll make you our top priority. By appointment only in Tacoma or globally by phone or email, cantordiamond.com or on Instagram at K-A-N-T-O-R Diamond.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
If you haven't been getting the white glove treatment, you deserve better. I'm Tia from Tycor Title, and we'll give you top-tier service, a smooth process, and consistent results every time. So trust Tycor Title with your next real estate transaction. Go to mytycor.com.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Brock, it's draft day. Finally, my gosh, it feels like we've been talking about this forever. So much discussion, so much back and forth, so much what have you, but the Seahawks will have the number 16 pick in the draft, and there are a lot of options in front of them. They could go defensive tackle, defensive end, offensive line. Apparently, in some corners of the universe, corner is an option for them at 16, and if they do that, I riot.
We know. You made it abundantly clear.
You can't possibly tell me there's a legitimate way they could go corner at 16.
The number one corner?
Yeah, the number one corner. You did that last year.
Yeah, the guy last year, though, is a difference maker, and we saw that. He's a nickel. He's a corner. He's just a defensive monster. You can't. I'm with you. You can't do that.
You cannot draft corner with your first-round pick 2 years in a row.
You've got to remind yourself, as tantalizing as it may be, as high as his grade may be, as much work as you have done, we cannot get away from the line of scrimmage. We just can't. And I know it's amazing. For not even being a good movie, Draft Day was not a good movie.
I've never seen it.
What?
No.
Never?
Never seen it.
Oh. Jennifer Garner? Is Jennifer Garner in Draft Day, too? I think they threw some talent on it. Yes.
Costner.
And you do have to remind yourself, like Costner wrote in his little note in his pocket, like, at all costs, you don't leave this draft without. Mm-hmm. And for the Seahawks, it's without transforming your line of scrimmage. If you want to do that with Byron Murphy, you want to do that with Jared Verse, you want to do that with Dallas Turner Falls, you want to do that, whatever, with a defense player, fine. But you've got to me, come away from this draft. The whole body of work, when you're there on Saturday and Maura closes the deal Saturday afternoon with C-Raj, they really transformed their line of scrimmage.
There is only one exception to that for me, and that is if you truly believe in one of the quarterbacks. And as I said earlier, as a fan, we are morally, legally bound to be excited about the Seahawks taking a quarterback in the first round, just how it goes. So it doesn't mean they will do that. There may not be one available for them there. But if they do it, it's going to be a fun conversation moving forward.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
Ugly night in Texas. Just never looked right for the Mariners last night. Just sleepy offensive. Even after the leadoff triple from Rojas, it felt like they struggled to even get him in. Right? It was just like a little, you know, bleeder that finally got him in. And then just never mounted much. They put runners on base, but then went 1-for-11 with runners on. And Bryce Miller, I mean, he only allowed a couple runs, but he just wasn't at his best either.
He never really got into rhythm for me. And then we've seen Bryce get in a really good rhythm where he's, you know, attacking ahead in the count with using both fastballs and working the off-speed pitches. He just never really got into rhythm with his fastballs tonight. Understanding that, you know, he was going to need to throw some off-speed pitches. It's a good fastball-hitting team, but he never really got into rhythm with it tonight. And that's where the pitches came up and where the walks, you know, crept in.
And he left a couple of pitches out over the plate, certainly a hanging splitter, and they punish him. That's what they
do. Yeah, this is one of those games, and there's, I don't know, 20 of them, 30, 40 of them over the course of the season where you just look at it and go, okay, this is going to be a little tough. Texas has lost a few games. They've been shut out at home. Mm-hmm. Their offense is too good. You know that, you know, like, I know it's April and they're the world champs, but they want to get it going on their side. And on your side, once Cal, and you'll get to this in the next Need to Know, but once you had a couple guys down, your margin was slim. And when you get people on early, you better score. And when you get runners in scoring position early, you got to find a way to give, you know, your group a little bit of a buffer. You exhausted your high leverage guys the night before. They did an awesome job. So you're going to have probably the bottom end of your bullpen, which ended up pitching last night and did okay. But you just, that game had no margin for error. Well, and unfortunately, defensively, there were a few of those as well.
Well, and then you get the little weird call at first base where both sort of in the way. And yeah, the next thing you know, it got away from them a little bit. So Mariners lose, did not play a very good game last night, and fall out of first place, Brock. They're now half a game behind.
Come on, Luis. Keep it going today.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Rubber match today. Luis Castillo be on the mound for the Mariners against Andrew Heaney.
Heaney was with the Angels, right?
Yeah, lefty with the Angels. Yeah.
He's just a guy.
He's not had a very good start to the year at all. Yep. The question is, who's going to be playing for the Mariners? Cal Raleigh should be back. He missed yesterday after getting emergency dental surgery. But the bigger question is J.P. Crawford, who was scratched right before the game with an oblique issue.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We'll find out more in the morning where that's at. He felt something in batting practice right away. Tried to calm it down. His strength was good and stuff, but we don't know yet. We've got to get MRI, take a look at that. We'll know more in the morning.
Mm. Don't like that.
No, that's not. And it's right side, too. Yeah, that's not ideal. You've got a short-term backup at shortstop. If this is we got a lingering problem here, or this is going to be a month, do you look down on the farm at all?
You mean like to single A? No. Well, I don't think so. I don't think any of your single A guys are ready to come up and play shortstop.
Is that where is single A is not where our first rounder a couple years ago is? He's in
They're
single
all
A
like
right
high
now?
A.
Really?
Yeah.
Cole Young? Is that Cole? What's his name?
Cole Young. He might be in double A, but he's not really a shortstop either. I mean, he's probably more of a second baseman, third baseman.
Okay.
Farmello just got hurt.
He's an outfielder. No, so it'd be Dylan, right? I mean,
it's going to be Dylan Moore. Okay. Like, if that's the direction you go, and Haggerty would probably get called up at that point to kind of give you a little bit more flexibility. We'll see where it goes with JP later today. All right, that's everything you need to know. Quarter past every hour in the Brock and Salk
I'm not talking about Colt Emerson. I'm not talking about those young
Cole Young.
Yeah, I thought Cole was
about
a little closer, but you know,
he's in double A, but base. I still don't see that happening. That would be very surprising, and I don't see him coming up to play shortstop for sure. All right, let's open up the phone lines, Brocky. Brock and Salk draft day tradition like no other. 866-979-3776.
More, get that chime ready.
Where's
get
Adam,
that chime ready, Justin? Get it ready.
Have a timer with the draft chime as your time's up buzzer.
Well, that's a 9. I want the chime for.
You want it for calls?
Callers
can make.
Oh, you put them on the clock. Oh, yes.
Okay, you're ready. 866-979-3776.
866-979-3776.
Do you want the Seahawks to do at number 16 today?
866-979-3776.
866-979-3776. Your last chance to get on the board. What do you want the Seahawks to do when the draft comes to them at number 16 today?
Your chance to live in history.
Like Adam,
the house builder.
He doesn't hold houses. The only person to ever figure this out correctly. Give us a call. We'll take yours next.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Real estate transactions can feel intimidating, but at Tycor Title, we make it feel more like a visit to your favorite coffee shop. Seamless, satisfying, and efficient every time. Trust Tycor Title with your next real estate transaction. Go to mytycor.com.
The Museum of Pop Culture, Seattle's destination museum for music, film, fashion, and gaming, has savings just for Washington residents in May. See MoPop's newest exhibition, Massive, The Power of Pop Culture. Tickets at mopop.org/maycation.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
Check out the Box Yard across from T-Mobile Park featuring Hatback Bar and Grill, Steelheads Alley, and Victory Hall. The Box Yard is Soto's premier pre- and post-game destination with delicious bites and brews. For more info, visit mariners.com/boxyard.
This is Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio. Weekdays 6 to 10.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports App.
All right, we're going to jump right into these. 866-979-3776. A chance to live in the annals of Brock and Salk history by nailing the Seahawks draft pick today. They pick at 16, or at least that's where it's scheduled. Always the likelihood that they could trade back. What do you want them to do? 866-979-3776. Mike's in Sumner to get us started. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Oh, so good, Mike. So good to hear your voice down in Sumner. What you got? Go ahead. This is your chance. Give me the little, do we got the little chime? So, so Mike can make his pick here.
I would say offensive line. Troy Faletanu, definitely, you know, even I've been saying to myself the last several years in a row that we need more up front. Mm-hmm. You know, we not just for pass protection, but we were not running, you know, up the middle very well last year, as I recall. So definitely the more beef up front.
Mike, that is great. And I don't think you're alone in that. I think many people have said that. Think about the league. As he was just saying that right there. Think about right now in the NFL. What do the Philadelphia Eagles have up front? Like, they got a group that, a bunch of bullies. Like, and they know it. What does San Francisco have up front? Got a bunch of dudes that love to be old linemen. Got a bunch of bullies. What does even Dallas have up front? Yep. Like, we show up on the scene, we're going to be a bunch of bullies. What is Baltimore built their whole thing on? Where Mike McDonald's been the last decade. Line scrimmage, you're going to come deal with us. So, no, Mike, I think that there's a lot of wisdom in that one right there. And by the way, I'm walking around the building today, and I'm thinking it's draft day, right? Like, it's draft day. Hey, man, Brock, what do you think about what are they going to do? Nope. All I'm hearing is Yanni or Laurel. Salk or Mora. Salk or Mora. Salk or Mora. That's all I'm hearing. That's all people want to know.
I'm sure they do.
Sheesh.
It's a big question.
Hot topic.
All right, that clears the line. One open, 866-979-3776. Let me try Rob and Kent. Rob, what should the Seahawks do at number 16 today?
Hey, you guys. I'm at work, so I got to be quick.
Okay, hold on a second, Rob. We're going to do it this way. We're going to do it. Every caller is going to do it this way. I want you to say with the 16th pick, so then Justin can hit the chime. That's all I ask. I don't ask a lot on the show. I want you to say with the 16th pick, and then you're going to hear the chime, and then you're going to give your answer. So we can play this, Rob, forever. Okay, go ahead.
With the 16th pick. Seahawks select Michael Penix. Brock, the same NFL you are in.
All right, his phone's
frozen. Oh, we lost him.
That's Rob, on you for making him. He said he didn't have a lot of time.
No,
and then you're like,
Let me set up this whole ludicrous scenario. No, it's not up on me.
Yeah,
it's
it
on Verizon
no, it's
or
on
T-Mobile
no,
or AT&T.
No, that's on you.
It's on the goons at AT&T for Rob. His phone cut out. Rob, your phone cut out.
I think I might have to overrule you. I don't think we can have everybody do
that. Yes, we can.
I don't think we can.
With the 16th pick,
he plays the chime. I think there's too much going on with Justin and Mora doing the answer on the phone.
I stretched you during the doggone break.
Oh, God, man.
The least you can do is let me do it
Rick
this way.
Rick is in California. Rick, good morning. What should the Seahawks do at number 16?
Good morning, y'all. With the 16th pick. The Seattle Seahawks make Mike Salk riot and take Cooper DeJean, baby.
Oh, Blah. Okay.
Blah. Blah. Blah.
Come on now.
Is that really what you want, or you just want to see me vomit?
A little bit of both, honestly.
Yeah, no, I may vomit today anyway. I already have the big race. So, like, that's totally possible. I'll already be vomiting today. I don't need to vomit twice, do I?
You vomit as much as you want, Mike.
I'd vomit.
Now, and here's why. The Seahawks have brought in 14, or maybe it's 16, defensive linemen for combine visits and top 30 visits. They did this last year with Devin Witherspoon. It raised a bunch of eyebrows. People didn't really know why they brought him in. It was kind of strange. They did the exact same thing with Cooper DeJean. Mm-hmm. He is the only first-round talent that's not a defensive lineman that the Seahawks have brought in for a visit. They're taking Cooper DeJean.
I'd vomit.
Wow. Wow, Rick, that
and
is...
You know what? I'm going to be calling... Yep. I'm going to be calling back tomorrow morning to tell you I told you so.
Well, you won't be talking. You won't be talking to me. I'm not coming in if that's the case.
Rick, if
you
that
won't be talking to me,
hey,
I
Rick,
can assure you.
Rick, if that happens, you can call in every day next week too. Every day.
They could. I mean,
twice
I know there are
Sunday.
People who think they could go in that direction. I'm not saying they won't do it. I'm just saying they shouldn't do it.
Did you see Cooper DeJean making some news yesterday? By the way,
no.
Oh, you're going to really not like this.
Why?
Oh, you're going to really not like this even more. You're going to throw up all over yourself.
What do you do?
He said he could be Caitlin Clark 101. So Cooper, remember, is from small town Iowa. And by the way, his high school basketball tape, just slightly better than Russell's.
Oh, really?
I mean, just slightly better.
He decided to go in that world?
He's
in that direction?
He is dunking on fools. Jeez. He jumps out of the gym. Amazing.
What kind of a fool would over-exaggerate their own athletic ability like that? That seems like a terrible decision. Man.
I'd vomit.
Thank you,
Losing
Jay.
Strategy.
All right, 866-979-3776. How about David and Everett? Good morning, David.
Morning. Good morning, guys. With the 16th pick, the Seahawks. The Seahawks trade down for a second-round pick because they have too many holes to fill, and seven picks will not do it, guys.
Mm. Okay, David, good call. Good
so
call.
You want them to try to pick up like 2 seconds for their first, something like that?
Something like that. I don't think that they'll be somebody at 16 that they're going to think worthy of that will fit their needs.
What did you make, David? What did you make of the Field Yates proposal we mentioned earlier, which would essentially be they trade from 16 down to 22. They also give up their third round pick, but they end up with number 50. So basically first and a third for a first and a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I just really believe that this year, usually I'm against them trading down depending upon where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go for that much more than trying to just take one pick at 16 and then wait till the third round.
Love it. All right, appreciate the call. Let me go to Gabe and Anacortes.
Well, hold on just a second.
All right.
Hold on. Just hold on a second. Can you give David and Rick a little bit of love? Because
sure.
They have nailed it. They've come on and done exactly like they want
Very
to
impressive.
Do. Thank you.
Very impressive.
It's not about me. It's about them.
Gabe's
but they
in
can
Anacortes.
Do it.
Good morning, Gabe.
Bring it, Gabe.
How's it going?
Great.
The Seahawks want Michael Penix Jr.
Hold on. Gosh darn it, Gabe. I was just giving the audience credit. Okay? It's a very simple. Start with the, what is it called? With is a conjunction, a preposition with the 16th pick. Justin, get ready. Get off the
I
phone.
I can do it. I got it.
Okay, with the 16th pick.
With the 16th pick. Michael Penix Jr.
Is that what you want, or is that what you think?
Here's the thing. That's what I want, and that's what I think. And the reason is we need a quarterback to win the Super Bowl. And as much as I love Geno, and I've loved him for years, and I love what he does, he's not the guy. And the thing that put me over the edge with Penix was his quote the other day. You can take an MRI, you can take an X-ray, but all you really need is the EKG.
Mm.
And that's what we're missing. We're missing heart. We're missing heart at the quarterback position, and that's what you need to put yourself over the edge. And I really believe that Penix is that guy.
I appreciate that call. Thanks, Gabe.
Gabe got my hair. Gabe got my hair. Look at my hair.
I don't know whether that quote got me the
camera?
Same way it got you.
Look at that.
They are. They're sticking up. But you're a huge cheese ball, so that's not a huge surprise. I can't fault the logic, though. Can't fault the logic. You want to win a Super Bowl or not? You want to win the Super Bowl? Do you have the quarterback to win the Super Bowl? It doesn't seem that way today. Maybe with a better offensive line and a better defense, that's possible. But
you know, there's sometimes
I can't fault that.
Do you know,
logic.
There's sometimes there's just analysis that hits you. Maybe this is because my eyes are so wide; it hits you right between the eyes, and you're like, "That's so simple, but so profound." Brian Baldinger yesterday, just saying, this dude turned around and elevated two programs to places they had not been.
Yeah.
He took Indiana to a place. They beat Michigan and beat Penn State for the first time in the same year since like the 50s. He made Indiana relevant. He came to Washington when they were 4-8 and had fired Jimmy Lake. And alongside Kalen DeBoer, made them relevant. 25-3, 14-0, second in the Heisman. Like, whoa, that's pretty profound. Like, I hadn't even thought about that. All of the other stuff that rambles in my big old five head.
Weird.
Like, he took two programs. Had you thought about that?
Yes.
Like, the legitimate, he took two programs.
Of course I've thought
about took them to mountaintops they hadn't been on.
Of course.
Why didn't you say it?
I've said it. You just don't listen to me when it comes to these things. You keep crediting everybody else. 866-979-3776. Connor's in Seattle. Connor, what do you want the Seahawks to do at 16?
With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL draft. Seattle Seahawks select Johnny Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois.
Ooh,
really? You want them to do that at 16, or you want them to trade back and do that?
Interesting.
I want it at 16, so I don't think he'd be available later on. I think he's a game wrecker inside, and he gives me like a Grady Jarrett type of vibe. I just really want them to get better, you know, towards the middle of the field. That way their edges can have more one-on-one opportunities. And I think he's just got game record potential.
You know what is, what's fun. Thank you. Great job, by the way. Absolute home run. Totally nailed it.
We're going to cover him at 9 o'clock, right? Isn't he one of the guys
we're
kind of digging through in the rapid fire?
So a couple weeks ago, opening to the UFL, right? And Troy Aikman's down there. The Rock's down there. Prime is down there. Deion's got this like diamond gold studded whistle that couldn't take my eyes off when I interviewed him. And, you know, I just said, hey, well, what do you think? You know, what do you see out here? And he gave an answer. And then we talked about recruiting and, you know, being back in Texas where the game was being played. He's like, now, Texas is cool. But Florida, that's where them dogs are. Like, Florida dudes are just different. And Deion has always felt that way. And he's been around football a long time. Take it with a grain of salt. Take whatever way you want. But in his estimation, like the wiring and just the ferocity and just the dog that comes out of that state. And it's interesting, a bunch of these guys, I'm going to kind of rapid fire through at 9 o'clock. And right near the top of that list is Newton. He'd originally committed to Maryland. He's out of Clearwater, Florida. He's an undersized, but he just got a hunger.
So you're telling me Maryland could have had him and Jared Verse at the, or not Jared Verse, him and Chop Robinson at the same time.
Maryland, it's never been a talent issue. Maryland is right around Virginia and Newport. Like it's been keeping guys
it's
there.
Just that uniform. Weird state flag
they
uniform.
Just can't keep them there, unfortunately.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, 866-979-3776. Boone's in Ballard. Boone, what do you think?
Good morning. With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select offensive lineman Troy Fautanu, University of Washington.
Okay, you're speaking my love language. Continue.
I want them to draft Troy. Our offensive line is really, it's not good, and this gives them a chance to solidify the interior part of the offensive line and actually go from decent to great. I would love to see Zach Charbonnet and Kenny Walker run behind Troy and Cross.
That's a good point.
Brock, let me ask you this. Thanks for the phone call there. Let me ask you this. I know you've talked a lot about Fautanu, and he's the one that probably makes the most sense because of the ability to move inside to guard or to play tackle long-term, depending on kind of what goes down elsewhere on the team. Are any of these other offensive linemen good fits to do that as well? And,
yes.
And I know we're going to cover a few of them later, but, I mean, a bunch of potential first-round picks, right?
Yes.
Latham and Fautanu and, obviously, Fautanu, Fuaga, like – there's a bunch of guys that, you know, you said Mims, all right, maybe that's not the right fit, especially just because he's so gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Barton's another one I know you've mentioned a few times from Duke. Like, how many of these guys could conceivably be in the same spot?
Yeah, most. They're not as dynamic as Troy. They don't bend the way that he bends, but they do have some different strengths.
They must have other
strengths.
Things,
they, right? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, save that for 15 minutes from now because I'm going to run through a bunch of them, and I will give you some of that insight.
Okay, good. Sure. I think that's important because we focused on Faltano.
Right.
It's not like he's the only guy that could play, interior offensive line for them.
Correct.
So, all right, 866-979-3776. Let me try John in Federal Way has been hanging on. John, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good.
NFL draft. Seahawks will take.
What'd you say? Who?
Cooper DeJean.
You want a guy in the secondary?
Why not? We need a captain in the defense. Someone in the back.
I can't hear anything you're saying, so I'm just going to move on.
Dude, he's working in the warehouse.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but we're doing a radio show.
Bro,
we're not in the warehouse.
Cooper DeJean, he said he needs a leader or a captain in the back. That's what I heard.
Uh-huh. That's what I heard, too. I mean, the guy's a worker. I mean, what do you want from him? He's 845.
He's a hard-working
man in the warehouse.
I have a show to do. I can't have
felt
the warehouse.
I felt sheet metal back there.
Right.
Dude is putting together. He's fabricating.
Let's see if Phil's got a better connection to talk about Cooper DeJean. Phil in Tacoma. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Brock. I'm totally going to butcher this,
okay. But
I'm trying to cement my place in Brock and Salk history.
Mm.
I want to project their first two picks that they're going to select, first two players that they're going to take.
Dang, Phil. Okay.
They're going to take Cooper DeJean and Junior Colson.
You think Junior Colson going to be available in the second round, or you think they're trading back and they end up with a second round pick or a third round? I don't think he's available
in the
third round.
I think that they're probably trading back, and I think they're selecting Cooper DeJean at the end of the first, and then getting a second or late mid to late second and drafting Junior Colson.
Mm. I'd vomit.
So judgy today.
Not me. That's just Jay Buhner. I have nothing to do with that. That's just Jay. I'm just telling you that's what Jay said.
You know what, Phil?
All those years ago.
Phil down in T-Town.
2012.
Phil down in T-Town. I appreciate that.
I'd vomit.
I love the opinion. You know what's funny? You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the Detroit Lions last year. You know what everybody in Draftville and Walter Football gave the Detroit Lions last year with their picks? An F. I'd vomit. All over that draft. Mm-hmm. I'd vomit. It's gross. You don't take a running back and a middle linebacker in the first 20 picks. You're an idiot. Detroit, you're an idiot. Matt Campbell, you're an idiot. You're a Neanderthal. Your dip is bigger than your brain. That's the stupidest thing you could do. And then what do? They went out and just balled out.
Because
they were like, screw you. I don't care. Don't tell me what I can and can't do. This dude's a difference-making running back, and he's a great middle linebacker. Oh, you can't take those guys in the first round. Yes, I can. If they affect and impact my football team. Now, they had their line of scrimmage built. Their O-line's phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't think you want to accuse Detroit of not building the line of scrimmage. They already had Penny Sewell. They already had some of those guys.
They spent a ton of resources on it. They were panned for those decisions last year. They were panned for those decisions, and it's why you're Detroit and why you'll never make the playoffs and why you're dumber than dumb. I would say this to Phil in Tacoma. Like, that's a Detroit Lions. Like, would Cooper DeJean and Junior Colson help this defense immensely? Yes. Yes,
sure.
They would.
No one is
with Jaren Reed and Leonard Williams, and if they get the most out of the edge, like, that would help this defense tremendously.
Yes, but you just can't do that.
But man, would it hurt your offensive line?
You really, just can't do that. Let me try Jake in Queen Anne. Hi, Jake. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. With the 16th overall pick in the 2024 draft, the Seattle Seahawks. Jared Verse from Florida State.
Yeah, finally a Jared Verse call. How come?
Every time I've watched this guy play, he is the kind of edge player that the Seahawks have been lacking since, I don't know, Patrick Kearney. It's been a long time that we've had a guy who can just, he has a plan. It just seems like he knows what he's doing.
He's physical, man. He is physical on the edge.
Jake,
appreciate the call, Jake.
Jake spoke your language. Jake executed the best in the history.
I mean, not
of
surprisingly,
show.
A smart guy calls up, understands
Queen
the execution,
and probably
then
lives
with
in
me.
The same condo as Justin up there.
I sounded more of an Upper Queen Anne kind of guy. I got to tell you, I heard Upper Queen Anne there, not Lower.
Drinking wine, pushing strollers.
Yeah, I heard a little more Upper Queen Anne than Lower.
You know who Jared Verse is a little bit of? Actually, I would dispute that a little bit. There's some Frank Clark in there. Frank Clark had power. Frank Clark, and we watched that power in a way displayed that was like, to you and I both looked at each other and were like freaked out.
Yep.
When that brawl broke out in front of us.
Oh, still the worst thing I've ever seen.
And but you felt and sensed that dude's power. Is he just, and versus got that kind of like 31 reps of 225 is a unique power.
Except he's also tremendous teammate, crazy good leader. I mean, yep. Like there's so many reasons. And I was texting with KJ about it the other day. Like, hey, how important is it to set the edge for the running game?
Who's that? Who?
I'm sorry, Coach K.
Thank you.
Yeah. Coach K down in San Francisco.
Yeah, right.
I was texting with KJ. I was like, hey, how important is it to set the edge on defense? He's like, look, it's more important than anyone realizes. You can talk about those interior defensive linemen all you want, mm-hmm. but between the ability to set an edge on the front side and the ability not to, or the importance of not letting people cut backside,
yes.
You can't play defense without it.
Mm.
And I'm sorry, they really only have at best one guy who does it well.
Think about when you love that word dependency. Right. You think and that's kind of become a common phrase over the last few years. He's dependent. This position is dependent. That defense is dependent. We've got pitching independent stat. Like dependency has been a big deal. Think about how much to that point, Coach K's point. Think how much yardage is out there versus yardage between the tackles. The yardage between tackles, really important.
Yep.
Right.
Because if you can push back up front, you're toast.
It is still Park Avenue, whatever on Monopoly. What's next to Park Avenue?
Boardwalk.
Yes. It's still Boardwalk and Park Avenue. But those edges are like the railroads. Like if they're critical. Like you have to have them.
Railroads are not critical.
They're still pretty critical.
No,
maybe not a great point.
All right.
Okay, maybe not a great analogy. But think about how much then the rest of like, okay, if I own from the railroad all the way there, I own all that real estate.
Yeah, like owning a whole side?
Yes.
Oh, well now you're talking.
Thank you.
Like if you've got like all the purples and oranges at the same time.
That's what the edges do.
All the reds and yellows at the same time.
That's what the edges do.
Yeah, you do that.
That was a better.
I mean, you get Marvin Gardens and Ventnor, and like, oh yeah, now you've really built something. All right, 866-979-3776. You want to go off the board? You want to go off the board with a totally different call?
Yes.
How about Jonathan in Torrance, California? What's up, Jonathan?
Hey there, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's up? I used to work in Torrance, California. You know that, Brooke?
Will you shut up? He's trying to execute. For God's sakes.
With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Drake May.
Ooh. Wow. How do you see that happening?
Whoa. You know, he fits that kind of like a – he kind of fits like that Josh Allen type mold. And if I remember correctly, I think John was kind of enamored with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, some of that gunslinger. And he's also falling down draft boards now too. So – I just feel like it could be like a wild card. I don't want them to do that, but I feel like that might happen.
What do you want them to do?
I mean, honestly, I want Byron Murphy from Texas. Just like last year, we weren't able to get Jalen Carter. I really wanted Jalen Carter, but he had the off the field issues. I'd love to just. I mean, we got wrecked by Aaron Donald for so long. So to have someone like fierce in the middle of our D line would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think the ceiling is quite Aaron Donald, but I get where you're coming from. An undersized, unbelievable, freakish muscle ball that is super, super fast. You saw Brady's point yesterday. I think Maura sent it to us. She was doing her stretching and drinking her tea and getting ready for the big race today. I think she sent us a note that Brady wrote, which was, Seattle was out on Jalen Carter at 5, but they weren't out at 20. Right? And he continued to tumble and tumble and tumble. Like, there is a time and place where there's character concerns, but then there's also talent.
Yeah, they should have just drafted him at 5, but whatever.
You still feel that way, huh?
Yes.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I absolutely feel that way.
Interesting.
Yeah. And if they had, we'd be having a different conversation about this year, right? To me, it would be a little bit different this year. But, I still think that a premier defensive lineman is more important than a premier nickel corner.
Mm-hmm.
Just my feeling on how you build
a
team.
Can I just say kudos to the audience?
That was good.
Just a little reminder of just the brilliance that's out there.
The brilliance.
From the sheet metal workers to the Torrance.
A little disappointed Adam didn't call in today. I mean, I know we already sort of have his thing.
Yesterday. He's going to get every day.
I know.
Yeah, he's going to hit rid of 1,000. He's not going
to
get out.
Yeah, I know, but he's a good caller, and I like Adam.
So there's nothing to gain for him to ever call back again.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, he's already just go out on top.
Like, I'm on the mountaintop. I did Everest.
That's another Seinfeld
Thing, the rest
right?
of you
like
come at me.
He's already just go out on top.
I'm the lion. Come at me.
Yeah.
King of the Hill.
I do kind of like that.
King of the Hill.
Big day today. We're going to finally find out what the Seahawks do at number 16 and whether or not they're able to make something happen, trade back, whatever it is they want to do. And before that, of course, Brock.
The big race.
Oh, the big race.
Yes.
I guess the big race going on today. The big race. Moore and I going to race over to the University of Washington.
I got six plus maybe Terry and Arnold.
Rapid fire?
Yeah, we'll just get through.
Rapid
six plus
fire,
one.
Seven players we haven't talked about much that the Seahawks could draft today. Brock's got it for you next on Seattle Sports.